Hello, everybody. This is our 82nd program. They're all about an hour in length, and it's in relation to the Rays and Initiations, Part 2. We've been dealing with the progression of the principle of conflict, the principle of decision, and the principle of refusal, as he has decided to call it, though I think he thought it was maybe not the best name. And the principle of conflict operates until the fourth initiation, when harmony is achieved. This is followed by the principle of decision, which governs the life from the sixth degree onward. And finally, at the ninth degree, the principle of refusal. So this is a progression leading into increasing freedom. A planned synthesis thus appears, producing immutability, inevitability, and correct prevision. It is also the result of the liberation of free will. Free will is exerted at the great decision, and in no way infringes the right of the individual man or disciple to make free choice. Once the principle of conflict has made him aware of the basic dualism of the manifested worlds, and this is the purpose of the principle of conflict, so that indeed we may become graduates of the school, Earth School, which teaches us to adjudicate between the pairs of opposites. And we will know then what is high and what is low, and how we must bring them into relation, and always place our emphasis upon that which is higher. But then this is followed in the higher initiations by the principle of decision. And there can be no question that the individual initiate will make a decision which is constructive and positive. The question is it the one for which he is exactly suited in terms of his monadic purpose and his intended place in the divine plan? So that carries us here, right choice, right perception, right decision, okay. This carries us to the beginning of number 82, and we are on page 610. The principle of conflict has a close connection with the path of discipleship. Now remember that Scorpio, let's see, SCO, I suppose that's SCO, and let's call that Scorpio. Scorpio very much rules the path of discipleship, ruling the path of discipleship, and makes of us a fighter under with the great dualities. Now you can find that on page 333, I think, of the Esoteric Astrology book. Let's go there just for a moment, and we will see how DK names it. So this is, let's go to 333, and here it is, the fighter. Conflict with duality. But of course, eventually, a higher unity is achieved. And this is the way that conflict gives way to the higher part of the fourth ray and achieves a higher unity, especially at the fourth initiation when the heart is involved, and the Buddhic plane of harmony is involved. Okay, so the principle of conflict has a close connection with the path of discipleship. This does not mean, of course, that the aspirant, who is not quite yet the disciple, is not subject to conflict, but the conflict becomes increasingly intense on the path of discipleship and demands resolution, where, as on the path of aspiration, the demand for resolution is still a ways off. It's not an immediate demand, it's just a condition under which the aspirant suffers, that of rending and tearing, that of conflict. So the principle of conflict has a close connection with the path of discipleship, and here lies the reason for the inclusive and synthetic aspect of the present world conflict, and by that he means, you know, this is principally World War II. So I'm going to P-R-I-N-L, and we'll make this principally P-R-I-N-C-I-P-A-L-L-Y. Okay, principally World War II we're speaking of, although in a way the conflict has certainly continued over these many years, even though World War II was resolved, or the Great War from 1914 to 1945 was resolved some 70 years ago. Though the physical aspects of the conflict are today greatly lessened, I guess, you know, maybe we're talking about a period after World War II, because we noticed that 1947 was cited as the year of a great drought, so this had to have been written after 1947. I know that DK had a lot of work to do with Alice Bailey before she was scheduled in a way to pass over to the other side, and after the war he really attended to that particularly and dropped his attention to the new seed group that he had been working with. He had work to complete, and there was no way he could put that responsibility on Alice Bailey, given her failing health at the time. Though the physical aspects of the conflict are today greatly lessened, but are still present on a small scale in various parts of the world, so this was this means this writing comes from after World War II. The conflict is by no means over or yet resolved. It's certainly not even resolved today, and this is the early, relatively early part of the 21st century. It is still being violently waged by advanced beings upon the mental plane and by the masses upon the plane of emotional reaction. It will be some time before the war truly is brought to a finish, and we might even say this war is still raging today, and the year for us is 2017 at this time. As a matter of fact, there's a question about whether it will again break out on the physical plane, and should it do so, against all warnings by the Tibetan, it will be, he suggests, very disastrous for humanity. There could, however, be no disaster more serious than a too abrupt ending of the clash of the emotional reactions of humanity and of the current ideologies. We might say these must play themselves out to a point of resolution. It is essential that the issues become still clearer in the minds of men prior to any final choice or decision. And I will say that this clarification is occurring today. I continue to quote the statement of the Christ, I come to bring not peace, but the sword, that being the sword of discrimination, which renders the consequences of the conflict clear, or at least clearer, to humanity. So we cannot hope for a premature peace when there are such forces of materialism and of soul-spirit ranged against each other. That would simply be a suppression, and the conflict would break out at another time, unsolved and perhaps still more threatening to the progress of the human race. This must be remembered, and students would do well to avoid discouragement and train themselves to wait with spiritual optimism for the way of humanity to clear. So, you know, obviously, in these last 8 or so years of the forerunner, we are in a very serious, tumultuous situation with regard to the human race and the interaction of religions and nations and economic systems. And one might say that it appears that no resolution is immediately in sight, no way to that resolution is accepted by the many, and so would become the policy the world over. But still, we know the good is on its way. We know the hierarchy is going to externalize. We know the great Lord Maitreya is going to reappear on the physical plane, and so we have every reason in the world to avoid discouragement and to train ourselves to wait with spiritual optimism for the clearing which is on its way and which probably hierarchy notices more than we. To prompt a choice at this time might prove only a makeshift decision, a decision of convenience and of relief, and one based on expediency and impatience. So we cannot rush the decision towards apparent harmony, because that harmony must be won correctly. The harmony must be correctly won through resolving of the conflict and not mere suppression of the conflict or its ignoring. Okay. Well, that's a good principle for us as disciples to remember. You know, before we've fought out the issues in our own character, someone might say, well, how are you doing? Oh, I'm doing just fine. Oh, I'm doing just fine. But in fact, issues between the high and the low and soul and personality or spirit and matter remain incompletely resolved. And the battle continues to rage in an area of suppression and even unconsciously causing a great disturbance within the energy system and an inability really to raise oneself to a higher point of tension while that battle is raging. The hierarchy is, he says, in no way discouraged, though somewhat concerned that the factor of timing may not prove correct, that humanity may miss its intended opportunities. So, well, let's see, if we say OPP, let's call it opportunity, and if we say I know you don't need to hear this. OBPS will call this opportunities. The most commonly used words should be abbreviated in this kind of work, if possible. Yes, there is a time-space schedule for the planetary logos and an intended time during the Aquarian Age for the externalization and the reappearance. But DK has warned that some delay may occur, whether it's in the hundreds of years or maybe in the worst-case scenario, in the thousands of years. And he warned in the Taurus chapter that humanity could be reinitiated into the Earth or the lower principles of Earth. Anyway, moving on, this problem of conflict is a familiar one to every struggling aspirant, or this principle of conflict, and conditions his whole life, producing crises, tensions, sometimes almost past endurance. So the aspirant thinks and believes. They indicate, nevertheless, rapid development and steady progress. And DK has told us on the fourth ray, progress can be rapid, indeed, due to the stresses and strains. But, you know, it can lead to success or to the individual becoming, as DK has said, the ne'er-do-well. So the balance here is not easy to attain. The principle of conflict, I think we are so familiar with it, and humanity as a kingdom certainly passes through this principle, and it characterizes the life of humanity for many millions of years. It operates on the normal level, on the level of aspiration, and it becomes a very focused factor in the life of the disciple. Not just an experienced factor in the emotional body, but one to which mental attention must be given. The activity of this principle is greatly increased at this time through the medium of the following spiritual events. Okay, and we're told that the full discussion comes later for 19 or 20 pages. But why this principle of conflict so accentuated at this time? Well, the crisis of ideologies. Many are the ideologies, and ruled by different rays, they often stand opposed to each other. And some of them represent the high ideals inspired by the soul. Others represent ideals impelled by the selfish personality. So not only are there ray differences in these ideologies, but there are differences in their quality, which make for conflict. The awakening of humanity to better understanding, and thus the refusal to accept what lesser understanding has revealed. When you see a bigger picture, you don't want to go back to living within the confines of a lesser understanding, a lesser picture. The growth of goodwill, which leads to the presentation of certain fundamental cleavages, which must be bridged by human effort, because people of goodwill are inspired by the soul, and many are those who take exception to this type of inspiration. Okay. What else causing this period in which the principle of conflict is greatly increased? Okay. Principle of conflict greatly increased at this time because of the following, right? The crisis of ideologies, the awakening of wider, deeper understanding, the growth of goodwill, leaving the selfish behind, and they don't want to sacrifice as those who are inspired by goodwill will do. The partial sealing of the door where evil dwells. Let's say more was hoped, but there is still the possibility of an attack, and perhaps that is now in progress. So, you know, the conflict between those who represent the materialistic values and those who represent soul values is still raging. The use of the great invocation with its extraordinary and rapid effects, at present unrealized by you. So this is producing a cleavage between the servers and those who are still selfish. It is pushing humanity ahead so that some will want to bring in the new possibilities, and others will want to hold to the old ones. So when differing orientations are present, conflict is present. You know, whenever the good really asserts itself, there will be conflict with the recalcitrant forces, of which there are still many. Even now, 70 years after this was written, the gradual approach of the hierarchy to a closer, more intimate relation to humanity, this stimulates soul values in opposition to personality values. Let's see. Okay, we'll do it this way. PRL, and we'll call this personal. What else? One more factor here, I think. Imminent return of the Christ. Well, this is a huge stimulation, and even now it's in progress. And you know, conflict can be a good thing, as it clarifies the situation and allows for a better choice. Okay. So, moving on a little bit more, there are other factors, but these will be adequate to demonstrate to you the increased expression of conflict on all the three levels of strictly human evolution. Conflict in every one of the personality vehicles of the individual or of the race. So, conflict in every one of the vehicles of the individual or of the race. And I should say here, personality vehicles. But of course, personality vehicles, and also, between vehicles, such as the soul and the personality. It is a conflict which has engulfed the masses in every land, so emotionally sensitive are they, which is still producing physical conflict in various places of the world as the aftermath of the war, emotional strain, tremendous mental issues, and which will greatly lessen when the masses of people everywhere are convinced that right human relations are of far greater importance than greed, human pride, territorial grabbing, and material possessions. So this conflict, these are the factors which will reduce its severity. And let's accentuate this. Right. Well, this reduction in the conflict has not really happened yet. Still, these factors are rampant, and we see even a recrudescence of these factors: greed, human pride, territorial grabbing. It's just happened recently with respect to Russia and the Crimea, which was to belong to the Ukraine. Material possessions, the desire for these is rampant in certain of the, well, it's rampant all over. But it can be fulfilled in the richer countries. The effect of the energy of the effect of the energy of harmony through conflict upon humanity. Now, normally, I would continue here and make a program that is at least an hour in duration, but circumstances have arisen which make it necessary for me to cut this program at approximately the 1.5 hour length. So I'm going to say that this is the end of Rays and Initiations webinar commentary number 82, and we've reached page 611, and let's see where we began, 610. So we haven't covered much yet, but at least we've elaborated somewhat the effects of the principle of conflict and how unavoidable really it is, and how even though the major crisis of the war, at least phase two, is over, how it still continued to range on the subtler, or rage on the subtler planes, and may again break out on the outer levels. DK tells us it must not be resolved too quickly, or it's no resolution at all, simply a resolution of convenience and temporary relief. But the hierarchy is still optimistic about it, about humanity's chances. Yes, delay is certainly possible, and great opportunities presented to us may not eventuate or come to fruition at the time that they were, shall we say, inwardly scheduled. But they will come, and the human spirit will triumph. It's just a question of how much suffering has to occur. This list of events is really a list of spiritual events and tells us why the principle of conflict is greatly increased at this time and even now must be considered this time. And he goes through these because of ideologies, because of human awakening, because of goodwill coming forth, because of the sealing of the door, at least partially, where evil dwells, through the amazingly powerful use of the great invocation, through the approach of the hierarchy, through the imminent return of the Christ. All these separate good from evil and bring an intensified conflict between the two, because people begin to realize and understand the stakes involved. So this will be the end of Rays and Initiations, part two, commentary number 82, and it's pages 610 to 611. And we'll take up the other shortly, hopefully today, a little later, the Rays and Initiation webinar commentary number 83. And we'll begin with page 611, and we'll be discussing the effect of the energy of harmony through conflict upon humanity as a whole. I mean, it is the major ray in so many respects because of the numbering of the human kingdom and also because of the numbering of the hierarchy of monads to which humanity belongs. So thank you for attending this rather abbreviated session, and we'll begin shortly again. Bye-bye.